With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. This summer was hot, and water levels in many places were low. Those are ripe conditions for harmful algal blooms, but state environmental regulators say reports of blooms are lower than previous years. MTPR's Ellis Julin has more.
Harmful algal blooms happen under certain conditions where naturally occurring blue-green algae grows rapidly. As the algae dies, it releases harmful toxins into the water that can be fatal if ingested by people, pets, or livestock. Blooms are triggered by warm temperatures, nutrient runoff, and sunlight. Tiffany Leiden does education and outreach for the Montana Department of Environmental Quality.
So this year we've had about 35 reports of harmful algal blooms. Typically in a full year we have anywhere between 45 and 65, I would say.
Leiden says water with patches of unnaturally bright colors or the appearance of spilled paint can indicate signs of a harmful algal bloom.
One thing I tell people to look at if they're concerned that they might have a harmful algal bloom is if they can kind of poke the water with a stick or something, and if the algae doesn't cling to it, it doesn't hold its shape, then it's probably a blue-green algae.
DEQ relies on public reports to detect the presence of harmful algal blooms. Once the agency receives a report, it investigates and posts advisories as needed. Leiden says limiting fertilizer and stormwater runoff can help prevent harmful algal blooms. Native vegetation along rivers and lakes also helps filter out nutrients that feed algae. Although fall is approaching, Leiden warns warmer weather expected this fall means blooms are possible. Most reports come from larger water bodies where nutrients can accumulate, like Canyon Ferry Reservoir, Clark Canyon Reservoir, and Holter and Hauser Lakes. In Missoula, I'm Ellis Julin.